This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 6:03 this morning, I get a Slack from Andy Euler. It's a stock chart, because that's the way Marketplace Slack rolls, I guess, that shows energy companies are among the very few in the S&P 500 that are up this year over this time in 2021. And if you're somebody who's invested in energy stocks, you're saying, yeah, it's about time, because we had like a decade where things were pretty bad, right? Well, right, but we told you yesterday about how investors aren't really wanting to throw a bunch of money down on long-term projects like refineries in an industry that is, to boot, falling out of environmental favor. So, what gives with that chart? Here's Andy.
When Russia invaded Ukraine, that disrupted oil and gas supply. Now, on top of that, travel demand has returned to almost pre-pandemic levels. Together, we get high oil and natural gas prices. Great news for publicly traded energy companies.
This is the first time that energy companies have had a reason to smile since roughly 2014.
Stuart Glickman is an energy equity analyst at CFRA Research.
Oil prices have kind of fluctuated between mediocre and lousy for the better part of 7 years. So this is the first time that we've had $90 plus oil in a long time. And on top of that, natural gas is pretty frothy too.
Those years of lousiness led to investors getting burned. CEOs told them that the key to success in the energy space was maximizing production. That sentiment no longer prevails. Peter McNally is an energy analyst at the consultancy Third Bridge.
Volume didn't create value for shareholders, and now we're finding ourselves needing more volume, but the industry is not prepared and partly not willing to change how they invest.
More recently, big oil companies have been rewarding investors with dividends and stock buybacks instead of reinvesting that capital into expansion. Again, great news for energy industry investors. But Clark Williams Derry at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says not so much for the broader picture.
The better the oil and gas industry does, the worse the rest of the economy does.
He says it's certainly not that high oil and gas prices are the only reason that the rest of the stock market is down.
But high oil and gas prices filter into the rest of the economy. They raise the price of plastics. They raise the price of consumer products and manufacturing and transportation and electricity.
He says another way of putting it, high energy prices act as a sort of tax on the rest of the economy. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.